Unit 6. Glasses that hear.
So now, Can We Help You turns to its regular new technology spot. Well, this week we're looking at ways in which deaf and hard of hearing people can be helped to make the most of the skills they already have in order to communicate more easily with other people. I'm asking our resident expert, Dr. Ronald Harper, to fill us in on what's new and on what lies ahead. So, Ron, can we start with the problem of understanding speech? Many deaf and hard of hearing people are already skilled in lip reading. Has technology any role at all to play there?
Well, yes, indeed, and a very important and interesting one, in that the devices I've been looking at are designed to boost and add a new dimension to skills a deaf person already has, rather than aiming to replace them.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, none of the devices I've seen works by itself. They all provide additional information about the speech signal, the sort that the deaf person cannot get through his lip-reading skills alone. And used together with the information taken in by a good lip-reader, they could bring the user nearer to 100% efficiency.
And what type of information do you mean?
Well, one of the problems about lip-reading is that so many sounds look the same when you look at the speaker's lips. It's hard to tell many English vowels apart just by looking at the shape of a person's lips. And consonant sounds like m and b, they're made with the lips in the same position. You can often work out what is being said by using the context, but not always, you see. And there's a splendid new device on the market which helps with this. It's called the AutoCure, and in fact, it's a pair of spectacles. But spectacles, and this is the catch, the spectacles which hear. They're fitted with a tiny microphone, and they're connected to a microcomputer, or else, that is worn on the speaker's body. And the microphone picks up sounds within a range of 12 feet of the user. And these sounds are sent to the computer for analysis. It then sends up a series of symbols representing different sounds which appear in a liquid crystal display on one of the lenses of the glasses where the user can see them. Once the user has learned which sounds the symbols stand for, he can use them to help sort out one sound from another as he carries on with his normal lip reading.
Sounds ingenious.
It is indeed.
Well, are there any other areas in which lip reading skill can be assisted?
Well, yes. There's the vital area that most hearing people take for granted, what we call tone of voice, pitch, emphasis, rhythm, and so on. These add so much meaning to the bare words we hear, and anything that can help deaf people perceive them better is obviously going to help them. Now, there's a device developed by a German firm called the Mini Phonator. Now, this translates acoustic signals into vibrations which vary with the pitch and volume of the speaker's voice, and can be felt on the skin. The Mini Phonator is worn on the wrist like a watch, and like the AutoCure, has a microphone built in, and yes, a microprocessor that is worn on the user's body.
Extraordinary. Well, Ron, what about the other side of the communication coin, speaking to other people?
Yes, well, now, face-to-face, many deaf people are extremely good at this already, and in many cases they have the additional possibility of using sign language. However, communicating over long distances has up to now posed a problem. And it's ironical that the telephone, an instrument most deaf people cannot use, was the result of research whose first intention was to help the deaf. Both Alexander Graham Bell and his father were famous teachers of the deaf.
Were they really?
Yes. But now there are some devices which at last make the use of the phone feasible for the deaf and the hard of hearing. And one very simple idea is that of the GE Echo 2000, developed by the American General Electric Company. And now with this, messages can be tapped out in the written form using a push-button phone to appear on a screen at the other end. Now, a great plus for this device is that it's also extremely cheap. It's only about $250 at the moment.
So it isn't perhaps as fast as the spoken word, but certainly useful to exchange short messages over long distances.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, quite. I mean, you wouldn't exactly want to have a good long gossip through the GE Echo, but for making decisions and exchanging important information, it certainly would make life easier. However, if the people at both ends of a telephone line know sign language, they could have a good gossip with the help of another device. The telesign transmits video images in a simplified form through the phone system to a screen at the other end. So, you can follow your friend as he signs to you over the telephone.
So what we have is a whole set of ways of supporting skills that deaf people may have already developed in their own right.
That's absolutely right, and that's what I think is so interesting. They add information that the person cannot get through his ears while leaving him with the responsibility of developing his skills of communication as a whole.